Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge, here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each week at this time, we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether written by me or by one of my many friends on what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today. We'll share interviews with patients and with experts. Get your pen and paper ready so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. And write down topics that you'd like to hear more about in the future. Write down authors and experts you'd like for us to interview for you so you remember to share these with us for future programs. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. That, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing, but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on, then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who have walked the path ahead of us and a thought for today. An unknown author said, "You cannot change the truth, but the truth can change you." And that indeed is the essence of finding the right kind of health and medical care that you need, because the truth can change your future. As Aldous Leonard Huxley, a British writer, said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you mad." And what I think that means when we talk about alternative or preventive or integrative complementary medicine, in other words, the medicine of the 21st century, is that when we find out what has happened in our healthcare system that has failed to meet the very basic needs that we have, we start getting mad that we've been robbed of years of our lives. But the deal is, you can simply start today to make things better in your life. You can start today to make changes that will affect your well-being and will help you get the best results from your doctor and other healthcare advisors. Today we're going to deal with a significant symptom. Let's call it constipation. We'll turn our attention to this common problem because so many people are suffering and don't realize how much that has an impact on their health. For example, there was a study done 20 years ago between San Francisco Medical School and one in South America that showed that women who had less than one bowel movement a week, in other words, eight or more a week, had the highest risk of breast cancer, where those who had more than one a day, or in other words, eight a week or more bowel movements, had the lowest risk for developing breast cancer. So although we tend to think of constipation as simply a gut problem, indeed there are a whole number of other factors that are involved. And what this means is that if you have a problem like this, you do need to have it taken care of, because what sometimes people say, "Oh, well, that's just normal for you," might not be the best for you at all. It turns out that constipation is more frequent at the extremes of life, in other words, among infants and children and among us as we grow older. It's quite common and affects a majority of persons during their lifetimes. All ages can be affected, and predominantly women suffer more than men. And what this means is there's less frequency of having a bowel movement than the patient perceives as normal. In medical texts, they often say 3 to 5 times a week is normal, but then again, that's associated with a higher risk of breast cancer and colon cancer and so on. Often constipation is described as a harder stool than normal, and sometimes people suffer with impaction, in other words, where they simply can't have their stools come out. Now, when we have this feeling of abdominal fullness, you kind of don't feel right. You don't feel good. and that indeed causes you to start making changes in your life. Now, there's a number of common reasons why people suffer with constipation, and some of the risk factors include being older, having a neurosis about your bowel movements, taking too many medications, whether that's prescription or over-the-counter medications, having kind of a sedentary lifestyle or condition. That means not so much necessarily that you're a couch potato, but that you don't get out and have a regular exercise program, and that your diet and fluid intake might be simply inappropriate for you. Now, the problem with constipation is that sometimes it can represent more serious illness, more disease. Well, what we want to do is realize that if you have a problem that needs diagnosing, you go see your doctor and get it diagnosed. Such things as dehydration, hypothyroidism, low potassium or low calcium levels, and other causes of abdominal pain can be associated with constipation. But for the most part, people already know that that's just their way, that's just their problem. And what do you do when you have that kind of problem? Well, let me give you just five little quick things to understand about what you can do if you suffer with constipation and you know that you don't have a more serious medical problem. Number one, most people don't drink enough water. For some reason, we seem to think we're camels and don't need to drink enough water. So start making an effort every hour or so to take an 8-ounce glass of water. Number two, crunchy foods. I call these the crunchy C's. Celery, cauliflower, carrots, broccoli, and so on. Vegetables that most people don't seem to eat enough of. We're kind of from the meat and potatoes generation. Number three, get enough exercise. And by this I mean just simply walking. You don't have to create a special exercise program. You simply need to get up and get out. And that will sometimes make a major difference in terms of how well constipation resolves. Now, two of the nutritional tricks that we've used for years is to increase your level of vitamin C. Now, Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize-winning laureate, said that most people never take enough vitamin C, and the minimum daily recommendations are in the neighborhood of about 60 milligrams a day, and Linus Pauling, when he died, was taking over 25 grams a day, a substantially higher amount. That would be 25,000 milligrams a day. Now, most people don't need to go that high, but we're talking in the neighborhood of 2, 4, 6 grams or 6,000 milligrams a day can make a major difference. And then magnesium. Turns out that our diet, our modern diet, has about 15 times less magnesium than it should. In other words, we, compared to the way we used to be when we were hunter-gatherers, eat so much less of the foods that provide magnesium, we get ourselves in trouble. And a lot of times people find that as they increase their magnesium intake, that resolves the problem with the constipation. So that's our significant symptom for today. Let's talk about today's feature. And that is, what's plaguing the baby boomers? Now, baby boomers are that group of individuals who were born after World War II and for about the next 15 or 20 years. In other words, there was a huge swell in the population as the war was winding down and people were returning home and starting families that they had deferred for several years. And there was a tremendous increase in the burden on the schools and subsequently on the job market. And now we're starting to see that in the healthcare system as the baby boomers come of age. Well, you know what coming of age means. That means getting old enough that you start suffering problems. And you never think about having problems when you're younger. What you think about is life is great and what do I want to do next? Remember when you were a kid and someone would say, let's go play ball. Someone else would say, let's ride a bike. And someone else would say, let's go swim. And the conclusion was, let's ride to the ballpark, play ball, and then go swim. Because you could put all of those into your day. Anymore, the question is, gee, I don't know if I feel good enough for that. Last time I did that, I wasn't feeling so well afterwards. I kind of strained myself. It took weeks to get better. And that's the baby boomer generation. We are now starting in to see the baby boomers coming into doctors' offices and hospitals suffering with many problems. A report from the National Ambulatory Medical Care Survey was compiled by the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What they showed was that the baby boomers have as their leading diagnoses for office visits high blood pressure, arthritis and other joint problems, and the common cold. Now, at 27 million doctor visits in 2001, diabetes was the primary diagnosis. Doesn't this sound more like your generation than just somebody you think is behind you in the baby boomers? All right, we're going to take a moment. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humboldt, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, no problems. Partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. And back to our feature today on baby boomers and seniors as they flock to their doctors. The top five types of drugs prescribed in 2001 were for heart and kidney problems, pain, respiratory tract problems, that's all the way from the sinuses and nose down through the lungs, hormones, and drugs for central nervous system problems. Now, what this means is that we're starting to show breakdowns in our systems as we get older. And that's, of course, natural, and we wouldn't want to have a whole bunch of old people hanging around because they don't get sick and don't leave. We want to have the new generation come up. But as we're that older generation, we don't like the idea of feeling poorly in our lives. And as we go through our lives, we want to know, what can we really do? Well, here's one solution proposed by Richard Levy. He's a pharmacologist and vice president of scientific affairs for the National Pharmaceutical Council. And you might guess that's an industry group. In other words, they're interested in selling you pharmaceuticals or drugs. He says there's a greater awareness of illness, not just manufactured illness, but real illness. Now, what real illness is compared to manufactured illness is an interesting question. He did not elaborate on that. The survey findings of increased use and prescription of drugs underscores the fact that Americans are more aware of the dangers of high cholesterol and high blood pressure, says Levy. And they're trying to get these conditions under control. The problem with using drugs for high cholesterol and high blood pressure is, of course, that there are risks and benefits. And the risks might terribly much overweigh the benefits in some of these situations. In fact, if you take a look at what modern medical science has to offer, we know that a great number of the drugs have significant risks down the line. And, of course, as we're taking these drugs earlier, as we're looking at things coming along our way as we get older, we think of ourselves as young enough to live quite a long time, which means that many of these drugs would be taken for year after year after year. And that's where the side effect concerns come in. Polypharmacy is the use of multiple drugs in a single person. And indeed, that's what we find, is that people get prescribed one drug for, let's say, their high blood pressure, another one for their gut disturbance, another one to help with their breathing, and pretty soon they're taking another drug to help with the side effects from the first, and so on. And that's called polypharmacy, or a lot of drugs. And then the interactions become important as well. The top 10 problems that are seen in doctors' offices include uncomplicated high blood pressure. That means probably pretty simple to control. And urinary tract infections and upper respiratory infections, depressive disorders, blood fats disorders, that's cholesterol and triglycerides, diabetes, asthma, acute bronchitis, and that's where you go in and you're not quite with pneumonia, but it's certainly more than a common cold. Sleep disturbances, surprisingly, are quite prominent. And contact or allergic dermatitis, that's when you get out in the yard and you get too much of a rash from poison oak, poison ivy, or other items that you respond to, react to. And, of course, osteoarthritis, that's the wear and tear disease of aging. That's how we get older and don't feel like we should. And there's actually some very special reasons why osteoarthritis is a problem, and that's one of the things we're going to be discussing on our show. Now, as we get older, we think that we're going to kind of live forever, but we know that at some point something will strike us down. And if you want to bet on it, bet on heart attacks. That's the number one leading cause of death in the United States. Over 700,000 people died here in 2001. Now, if that's the leading cause of death, then shouldn't we be taking all the steps necessary to help prevent it? And of course, the answer is of course. Cancer is the number two cause of death with 550,000 people, and stroke is number three with 163,000 people. If you add heart disease and stroke together, two out of three of us are going to die from blood vessel problems, either with the heart or some other part, like in the brain. Now, that means that heart disease and stroke and other circulatory disturbances are going to be important in our discussions in coming weeks. Cancer, of course, is a complicated problem, and although we don't treat cancer in our clinic because there are better ways to do it, we find that helping your immune system can be extremely important in making the results from cancer treatment worthwhile for you. Now, when we talk about results of treatment, what we're simply saying is that it's nice to get better. You're not there for the experience, you're there for the result. So here's an example on something that we've done called reconstructive therapy, or treatment for arthritis problems. JB in Houston told us, I came here with migraines for 15 years, chronic daily headaches for 8 years, bone spurs in my lower back, constant back pain, even pain meds didn't help. Reconstructive therapy has decreased all my pain by 92%. I feel better emotionally and physically 92% of the time. I don't have to hardly take any pain medication. I can do more work at home, and I don't tire as easily. Those are the kind of results that you're after. Those are the kind of results that all of us are after because we like feeling better in life. What about people who just have nuisance symptoms that are hardly thought of as disease problems but certainly keep them out of their lives? BG of Houston said, upon entering this clinic, I was very sick, diarrhea, nausea, even vomiting. I was hospitalized 2 times due to this. Today, I feel like a new person. I've been on the yeast treatment program for 3 months. I enjoy life and my 2 kids and husband now. Thank you for saving me. And TD of Houston says, I have energy, motivation, and the get up and go to do things that I haven't done for a long time. I feel positive about my life, living, and what the future holds for me. I see my life being given back to me, the chance to choose my future instead of just surviving on a day-to-day basis. This is fantastic. Now, these patients didn't describe what we normally think of as diseases or problems like that. However, what they got was a tremendous result of getting out of their pain and on with their lives. M.A. of Humble says, I came here having had a heart attack at the age of 36 in 1989. I'm now doing great, can run up and down my stairs at home and chase after my 3-year-old. I'm going to stick around long enough to see my baby grown and give my husband a lot of trouble. And that actually might be one of the best advantages of feeling better. I had memory glitches and other maladies that had no cause, says VB of New Caney. I also had very bad tremors. I couldn't write letters or sign a check. After 6 chelation IV treatments, I no longer have memory glitches or any of the above symptoms. My memory is better than it has been in 20 years. I can now write reports, stay up long hours, and memorize without difficulties. These last two people were talking about a treatment that's often called chelation therapy. Many people don't know about it. And actually, the newer form of that is called clinical metal toxicology. And we'll be discussing quite a bit in the coming weeks how we actually get sick, which should be the most important thing to understand in terms of how we get well. Because when we get sick and understand what we did, we can then reverse those kinds of changes and make it substantially better. And by doing the treatment program, you're really not there for the experience, you're there for the results. Always remember that. It's now about 19 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this public service announcement. And this one is very personal to my heart. I'd like to talk with you about the Heimlich Institute in Ohio. Hank Heimlich, Henry Heimlich, has been a friend of mine for over 20 years, and most of you know about the Heimlich maneuver. You've either been taught how to do it, or you've seen how people do the Heimlich maneuver in order to rescue choking victims, someone who can't breathe because something is lodged in their airway. And the most significant part about this is, as a doctor, we always walk around thinking that we're so important and we can take care of people and make them dramatically better. And I had a personal experience with that with my daughter when she was 7 years old. And we were standing in line at Luby's getting our food. And she taps me on the hip. And I said, "Speak up, sweetie, because I can't hear you." And she hits me harder. And I look down and she is grasping her throat. And I said, "Can you not talk?" And she shook her head no. And I said, "Are you choking?" And she shook her head yes. I reached down while we're standing in line at the cafeteria. Quickly did a Heimlich maneuver on my daughter. She popped out a piece of cucumber that she had snuck off my tomato and cucumber salad on my tray and said, "Daddy, I couldn't breathe. I was choking." Now, no one ahead of us in the line, no one behind us, no one in the serving line ever saw this happen. In fact, it was the most wonderful opportunity in my life to save a life because this was my daughter. We were only 4 minutes from a hospital, but she would have been brain dead by that time if I had not known the Heimlich maneuver. And I've been eternally grateful to Hank Heimlich. Now, my daughter, last year in school, 4 years later, was chewing a piece of donut and wanted to talk with her friend and took a breath in order to inhale and did herself again. She got another blockage. And knowing that no one else around there was likely to make any difference, she positioned herself as I had shown her on a chair, did the Heimlich maneuver on herself, and popped the donut piece out. So I've been eternally grateful, as I say, to Hank Heimlich, not only for teaching me, but for teaching others how to save lives. If you'd like more information on this, I encourage you to contact them at the Heimlich Institute. That's www.heimlichinstitute.org. And their phone number is 513-559-2391. That's 513-559-2391. And that might help save a life that you wouldn't expect. Now, as we conclude today's feature, I want to talk briefly about what can happen with something like reconstructive therapy that I mentioned earlier for arthritis problems. What if you could heal your back naturally with no drugs, no surgery? Same goes for your neck, your knee, your hip, and your other joints. What if you could see quick relief from pain and enjoy the permanent results that you've wished for? If you could regain normal functions so that you can do what you want to again? What if you could do this safely with no downtime and few side effects? This is without an operation, without daily drugs. What if you could see your neck or back or other joints stronger than ever before and be able once again to do more than you ever looked forward to? If you could optimize your performance and perhaps delay arthritis and improve your joints 9 times out of 10, getting you back to work and play. This treatment works brilliantly for almost any back, neck, or other joint pain or limitation. And we're going to be sharing more with you about this in coming weeks. Now, we'd like to turn for one more inspirational message. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. And today's verse I'd like to share with you is from Proverbs 15:14. A wise person is hungry for the truth, while the fool feeds on trash. And that not only means something about what we do in terms of our diet, in terms of eating truthful foods instead of plastic foods. My story is that if you eat plastic foods, you get plastic people. And that doesn't seem to be appropriate in our lives because we have so many of the richest blessings that have ever been on the planet. We have so many opportunities. We have so many experiences that we can share with others that we need to be looking for ways in which to feed upon the truth and avoid those things that for us don't seem to ring true. And one thing I tell people about is the sleep test and the smell test. If what you're doing doesn't have you feeling like you're going to sleep comfortable about doing this, then don't do it. And the smell test is that if it just smells kind of odd that you would be doing this for that, then perhaps there should be a better way. And sometimes as we look through our lives, we find that the treatments that we've been offered in standard medical care, and if you look back through history, standard medical care has always changed, thank God, because there's progress that we make as physicians in life. We find new ways of treating things, introduce those, and we do things better than anyone has ever done before. And those are what we're after in terms of making things happen. So when we look at what we're offered now, sometimes they don't make as much sense. Let me give you an example. We talked earlier about arthritis. Well, arthritis prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs are forms of aspirin or ibuprofen. such as Advil, Ibuprofen, Motrin, Nuprin, Rufin, brands of aspirin like ASA, Alka-Seltzer, BC powder, or Bufferin, and so on. And then there are cousins to aspirin called Dicalcid or Salflex, Trisolate, another one. But did anyone ever tell you, when you're taking these things, you know the old story, take two aspirin and call me in the morning, that there are life-threatening possible side effects, like black or bloody vomit, blood in the urine, difficulty breathing, hives, rash, intense itching, or faintness soon after taking a dose. There are common side effects that people have often experienced, nausea, vomiting, hearing loss, heartburn, indigestion, ringing in the ears, and so on. And there are a variety of interactions of these drugs with other drugs, with alcoholic beverages, and with antacids, and so on. So the idea is that what we do sometimes isn't always obvious to us as something that's going to risk our well-being and health. So what I'd like to share with you is that in upcoming shows, we're going to be discussing how you can make a difference in your life. In other words, what you can do to take practical preventive measures to reduce the number of drugs that you take, to reduce the risks associated with the ones you need, and to improve your healthy future so that you need less drugs and less recommendations for surgery. So what's the take-home message from today's feature, talking about the baby boomer generation? Well, they're getting a lot of attention because they're in such great numbers. They're starting to swell the ranks of the older folks. But, you know, all of us older folks are essentially baby boomers. The only real difference is that as we get older, how early do our problems start? And in my practice of 25 years, I've seen more and more degenerative disease starting early and earlier in life, like in the 30s and 40s. How rapidly do our problems progress, and to what extent do they limit the choices and activities in our lives? Now, drugs and surgery have risks, whether we know it or not. But the greatest news that we like to share is that medical science has provided us alternative solutions, often much safer and very effective, if only you know to use them. Hope for better health is one of the key messages for our show. Next week, we're going to talk to you about another symptom, something that is so common that almost everyone gets it, and very few people know what to do for it. So tune in to find out for yourself. As a condition, we're going to talk about the nation's number one killer. That's heart disease. But what the statistics don't show is the suffering and loss of vitality that can rob people of their living before their life is over. We'll share some new perspectives. And we'll tell you about a book that's the most important book that needs to be on your bookshelf right now. And when we talk about books and things like this, we're talking about providing you resources that can make a difference in your life. And that's what we're sharing here on Feeling Better Naturally. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, our production assistant, Catherine Hill. Thanks for joining me today to learn practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. Audio tape and CD copies of the show are available. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? And who would you like for me to interview? Please share your ideas by email. Our address is info@healthchoicesnow.com. That's all spelled together. By fax, 281-540-4329. By mail, simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you want to hear or what information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us. Enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Come join us for our 25th anniversary party, a silver anniversary celebration at Life Celebrating Health on Thursday, November 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. We're next to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 6:30 on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.